With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Merry Christmas, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour. The 12 days of Christmas continue on With Heart and Voice, and give us the opportunity to listen to even more beautiful choral and organ music of the season. So today, we'll sample selections from recordings by a variety of fine choirs and ensembles from across the United States. Works by Harold Dark, Leo Sowerby, Franz Biebel, Ray Vaughan Williams, and many others. And we'll begin with the festive and brilliant setting of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, as arranged by Sir David Wilcox and sung by the Choir of Men and Boys from St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. John Scott conducts.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Thomas Church, New York, in David Wilcox's arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Organ music by Jeffrey Shaw is next. His Variations on an Old Carol Tune, published in 1925, is based on the well-known tune Puer Nobis Nascitur. It's performed here by organist Robert Grogan at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Robert Grogan played Variations on an Old Carol by Geoffrey Shaw. One of the most famous American choral directors and arrangers of the mid-20th century was Norman Luboff, who was also quite successful in scoring and arranging for television shows and movies. His arrangement of the German carol Still, Still, Still is a classic, and we'll hear it performed by the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Jeff McClelland conducts. Jeff McClelland led the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church, Birmingham, Alabama, in Still, 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 arranged by Norman Luboff. Chirong Nguyen played violin, and Judy Sullivan Hicks played harp. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The tune Pura Nobis Nascitur makes another appearance in our next selection, Unto Us Is Born a Son, with text translated by G.R. Woodward in the 19th century. David Wilcox's arrangement is performed by the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, directed by John Eyre.
Unto us is born a son, King of Christ above, Savior of the
The Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir sang Unto Us Is Born a Son, arranged by Sir David Wilcox. John Eyre conducted with Diane Meredith Belcher at the organ. Composer and conductor Leo Nestor took a Benedictine processional from the 14th century and adapted it for his anthem, A Child Is Born. It makes wonderful use of the original plain song and sets it in a contemporary garb while mingling the Latin text with English verses. Leo Nestor leads the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception.
Thank you.
Tom Trenny led the chamber choir Sounding Light in his own setting of the hymn O Come All Ye Faithful, shedding a different light on the text and the tune. Earlier we heard Leo Nestor's anthem, A Child Is Born, sung by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. Reverend Phillips Brooks was longtime rector of Trinity Church in Boston in the late 19th century. Before that, he was rector at Holy Trinity Church, Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. While there, following an 1865 trip to the Holy Land, he penned the beloved text, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Each year, the choir of Trinity Church Boston sings that carol, pairing both of the familiar tunes to which it is sung, St. Louis and Forest Green. We'll hear them perform under the direction of Richard Webster.
Yeah.
Richard Webster led the choir of Trinity Church Boston in the carol O Little Town of Bethlehem, whose text was written by Phillips Brooks, former rector of the parish. Colin Lynch played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Harold Dark was organist at St. Michael's Church Cornhill for 50 years during the 20th century and wrote a fair amount of liturgical music. He's particularly remembered for his settings of the evening canticles. His best-loved piece, however, is his setting of Christina Rossetti's poem In the Bleak Midwinter. It's among the most beautiful of all Christmas pieces, and we'll hear it sung by the choirs of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp conducts.
Thank you.
The choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang In the Bleak Midwinter as set by Harold Dark. Leo Sowerby's delightful setting of Good King Wenceslas is next and displays his characteristic forays into somewhat jazzy harmonies, something that was a bit revolutionary in mid-20th century American church music. The choir of Grace Cathedral San Francisco sings under the direction of Jeffrey Smith.
Stand by me, if thou knowest it telling, yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling?
For he lives a good thick hands underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes' fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither, thou and I will see him dine when we bear them hither. Footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's fancy frown, there was no negator. He flows in the very sun, which the saint had built him.
The choir of Grace Cathedral San Francisco sang Good King Wenceslas, as arranged by Leo Sowerby. Jeffrey Smith conducted. The stark harmonies and haunting text of the Coventry Carol make it a different kind of carol from the majority of Christmas pieces. It first appeared in one of the Coventry mystery plays in the 16th century, The Pageant of the Shearsmen and Tailors. We'll hear the ensemble Cantus sing Ralph Vaughan Williams' setting of the carol.
By my holy lule, all round.
Cantus sang the Coventry Carol as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Franz Biebel's gorgeous setting of Ave Maria alternates verses in plain chant with a harmonically rich refrain. Though it's been adapted for various vocal forces, it was originally conceived for men's voices, and we'll hear it in that version sung by the gentlemen of Cantus.
Angelus Domini,
Thank you.
Cantus performed Ave Maria by German composer Franz Biebel. American organist Gaston Détier was born into a musical family in Belgium in the late 19th century, and he emigrated to America when he was 19, following studies with the famous Alexandre Guillemont. After a stint as organist at St. Francis Xavier Church in New York City, he became a faculty member at the Juilliard School, teaching organ there from 1907 to 1945. He's best remembered today for a set of somewhat campy but enjoyable variations he composed on the tune Adeste Fidelis. We'll hear this piece, titled Christmas, performed by organist Ann Frobeter on the Fisk organ at Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston.
Thank you.
Anne Frobeter performed Christmas by Gaston Dettier. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to continue the celebration of Christmas. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.